Our AccuWeather weather forecast says it'll be partly cloudy with a high today of about 61. Ford Motor Company announcing several recalls that affect hundreds of thousands of vehicles. Most are older Windstar vans, about 340,000, which could have a problem with the rear axle suspension. Ford also recalling about 37,000 F-150 pickup trucks due to a cruise control issue. The rest of the recalls affect over 1,000 F-53 and F-59 strip chassis vehicles and hundreds of 2016 Fusions and Lincoln MKZs. U.S. businesses adding some jobs in September, pretty solid pace according to Michael Toscano.
Helped by strong consumer spending and steady home sales, U.S. businesses added 200,000 new jobs in September, according to payroll processor ADP, and that's up from 180,000 in August. Americans are spending more freely and buying big-ticket items such as new cars and homes, and that is offsetting weak economies overseas and the strong dollar, both of which are cutting into exports. The government will issue its official jobs report for September on Friday. Economists forecast that report will show the unemployment rate holding at 5.1% for the second straight month. Michael Toscano, Washington.
There's not enough money in the budget to pay for them, so Wisconsin transportation officials are delaying work on five major road projects. They include the reconstruction and expansion of Interstate 3990 from Madison to Illinois and completion of work on Highway 23 between Fond du Lac and Sheboygan. The funding issue dates back to the legislature reducing a borrowing component in the budget to $500 million. Could be a big winner in tonight's Powerball lottery game. It carries a $301 million top prize that is the largest jackpot since February. Now, if somebody happens to get all the correct numbers, then they get the jackpot. Either it gets bigger or it goes back to the starting point of $40 million for Saturday night. And at that point, Powerball's odds are being revamped to actually give players a better chance at winning any prize, greatly reducing the shot at the big jackpot. The shuttered Mount Pleasant Fire Station on Sheridan Road in the Lake Park area being eyed now as the new home of the Knights of Columbus Overseen Council 697. Chief Executive Officer John Shelby talking to the Village Board this week about the possibility of leasing that site for 2 years.
I'll tell you right out, we're renting right now at St. Lucie's Church in Racine. We're paying $150 a month, which usually elicits a laugh. But my argument is it's better to have a little bit coming in and nothing going out than to have nothing coming in and quite a bit going out.
Village Administrator Kurt Wallen said that the Knights of Columbus is actually the first organization to express an interest in the building, that proposal going to the Finance Legal License Committee for some discussion. The Plan Commission for the Village of Caledonia on a 4-2 vote recommends that the Village Board approve a request by Racine Dominicans to drop the requirement of a standing 4.5-mile road and improvements to the intersection of 4 Mile and Erie Street as part of the agreement on the Siena on the Lake development. The reason cited for the request, Lincoln Lutheran dropping out of the project after going into receivership. A letter from the Racine Dominican cites a large financial problem with no partner for the nursing care portion of that project. Village Board will meet Monday night and consider the request for dropping the road provisions. Democratic leadership in Madison voicing a little frustration over the Republicans' fall legislative agenda.
A ban on fetal tissue research, overhauling the civil service system, and replacing the state elections agency are among the top priorities Republicans plan to tackle. Senate Democratic leader Jennifer Schilling says it's out of step with what most Wisconsinites want.
Enough is enough. I mean, they have this insatiable appetite for power, and they are overreaching.
Schilling argues the legislature should be taking on issues like restoring funding to transportation and public schools. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Folks in Milwaukee, they want more answers and more transparency from the police department regarding body cameras. Most who spoke at last night's Fire and Police Commission meeting say they favor the cameras, but want assurances that evidence doesn't get erased, and they want to know when the cameras are recording. Plans are to outfit some 1,200 officers with those cameras by July of next year, the first 200 to be in use within 2 weeks. A vote on the camera policy could come tomorrow. And 38-year-old Kenosha resident Jessica Blake in custody after an armed robbery of the Family Video store at 29th Avenue and 75th Street Monday night. Blake arrested based on a witness description, according to Kenosha police. She's expected to be in court this afternoon for her initial appearance. October 5th is the deadline for the city of Racine to respond to motions made by several former minority bar owners against a summary judgment request in their lawsuit that claims racial discrimination. A federal judge's decision to follow on whether to continue the case for a scheduled November 16th trial or dismiss it altogether. Plaintiffs had earlier accepted dismissal of racketeering allegations. That prompted the city's motion to essentially dismiss the entire case at that point for lack of evidence. That continues to be disputed, though, by the former bar owners, maintaining there is still plenty of evidence to show they were treated differently in licensing and discipline than white owners. Mayor John Dickert heads the list of plaintiffs, current and former aldermen, plus a former mayor and police chief, among the others. Democrats in the state legislature once again calling on the governor to reconsider his decision to reject federal funding to expand Medicaid programs.
Wisconsin's refusal to take the funding was something Governor Scott Walker referred to several times while he was seeking the Republican presidential nomination. Now that his campaign is over, Democratic State Senator Janet Buley says reexamining that decision should be a top priority.
Job one is to undo the governor's decision that leaves $360 million Wisconsin dollars in Washington for no reason other than partisan politics.
Walker's office did not respond to a message seeking comment, although the governor had previously shot down similar requests. In rejecting the funding, Walker and Republicans cited concerns about whether it would be available in the future or if states would end up shouldering the costs. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A vote going to come next Monday by Milwaukee County Transit System Union bus drivers and mechanics on the latest contract offer. It includes quarterly cost of living increases of 1 to 2% a year, a 0.5% pay increase when the deal is ratified, and another 1% pay raise in April of 2016. There's also a slight increase in health insurance costs. Amalgamated Transit Union Local 998 President James Macon slamming the offer as significantly worse than the previous proposal. The Legislative Task Force on Urban Education, which is scheduled to be in the Kenosha-Racine School Districts October 13th, started out its tour of the state this week, but in Madison, TV journalist got barred from joining the group on a tour of a school, which raised questions about the open meetings law. Franklin Republican Representative Jesse Rodriguez chairs the panel, deferred to the Madison School District for barring the TV news crew. The Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network claims it also asked to go on the tour, but was told last week by an aide to Rodriguez that it could not. Children need to be protected from the possibility of a flat-screen TV falling on them. Joe Ramsey has this warning now from safety and medical experts.
Sampling televisions can severely injure or even kill small children, especially toddlers. And these accidents are likely to become more common because today's larger, thinner TVs are more easily toppled when not mounted properly. That's according to researchers in Toronto who say more than 80% of reported injuries occurred at home, and 3/4 of the incidents were not witnessed by adult caregivers. The researchers warn a lot of parents and grandparents grew up in a time when TVs were sturdier, a piece of furniture in their own right, so they do not think of TVs as being a hazard in the home. I'm Joe Ramsey.
The classic rock band The Who announcing new North American tour dates beginning next February, replacing the fall tour, including an October 13 stop at the Bradley Center, which got canceled because Roger Daltrey has viral meningitis. He put out a statement that says, "I am now on the mend and feeling much better." All previously purchased tickets for the Milwaukee show will be honored, plus additional tickets are available at the Bradley Center box office. And he's the richest man in Wisconsin, and he's getting richer, according to the Forbes 400. Menard's chief executive officer, John Menard, is the 49th richest person in America, up 10 spots from last year with a reported net worth of $9.2 billion. Former UW-Madison Chancellor Donna Shalala recovering from a stroke. The 74-year-old now leads the Clinton Foundation after having been at one time a former cabinet secretary under President Bill Clinton. Reports indicate Shalala fell ill after closing ceremonies at the organization's fall meeting in Manhattan and that the president visited Shalala after surgery and they had a good conversation. Marquette University Center for Supply Chain Management and the Institute of Supply Chain Management, they measure manufacturing growth in southeast Wisconsin and northern Illinois. Their latest report showing a sixth straight month of negative territory in September. The seasonally adjusted Purchasing Managers Index was 39.44 versus 47.67 in August and 47.12 in July. A score above 50 indicates market growth. Below 50, that's a decline. The report also noting that the measurement has not been above 50 since back in March. The 0.5% Brown County sales tax used to pay for $160 million in bonding on the $295 million renovation of Lambeau Field, well, that's done at the end of today after having been started back in November of the year 2000. Got an iPhone? Have you upgraded to the iOS 9? Well, you may be running way over on your data allowance. Details on that from Ted Houston.
The issue is a feature on the new operating system called Wi-Fi Assist, which makes an effort to keep all your apps, such as email, Facebook, Twitter, or whatever, running wherever you are, even when it loses the Wi-Fi signal.
What happens is that it will automatically switch over to your cell plan, which can consume all your data.
Digital expert Kim Commando says you can turn it off, but you have to go deep into the settings menu. She says iOS 9 is still better and more secure than previous versions. I'm Ted Houston.
And the Racine Raiders, after waiting to figure out who they might play after winning the Mid-States Football League title more than 2 weeks back, they've been scheduled in the four-team Midwest Football Tournament and will play the Columbus Fire October 10th, 7 p.m. at Horlick Athletic Field. Our AccuWeather forecast says it'll be partly cloudy, high this afternoon around 61. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.